BBB wants consumers to watch out on for this new twist on an old scam. Scammers are using new technology to create fake parking tickets that look surprisingly official. It could be a scam if you've received a parking ticket and are confident that you parked legally. Here's how the scam works. You park in a legal parking zone or pay to park on the street or in a garage. While you're away from your car, scammers use high-tech handheld printers to make a fake ticket and leave it on your car's windshield. The phony citation asks you to pay online or via PayPal. One recent case used a QR code to direct victims to a fake payment website. If you follow the instructions, you'll end up paying a fine you don't owe, and your personal information will now be in the hands of scammers. In other versions of the scam, you receive an email claiming you have a pending parking ticket. Scammers typically include official-looking logos and argue there will be dire consequences if you don't pay. If you click on the links in the email, you can download malware onto your computer. Here's how to avoid parking ticket scams. First, know before you park. Before visiting a new place, research available parking and local parking requirements. Tourists with out-of-state plates are often the preferred target for parking scams because they need to familiarize themselves with local parking laws. Then examine any citation carefully. Scammers can imitate logos and city office names, but an imitation website is usually where the scam comes to light. Do an internet search for the city's official parking ticket websites and compare what you find to what's on the ticket. Keep in mind that government sites should end in a .gov, and if there's a payment page, it should always have a secure connection. Also, double-check the name checks should be made paid out to. If the ticket allows for payment by check, take a closer look at the address the check should be sent and how it should be addressed. Checks should generally be made to a specific government organization, not a string of initials or personal names. And pay traffic citations by credit card when possible. It will be easier to contest fraudulent charges if you discover you've been scammed down the road. You can check out more BBB scam tips at BBB.org, and if you've been the victim of a parking ticket scam, whether you lost money or not, report it at BBB Scam Tracker.